Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I just want to be able to make my fall plans, Lopez. Mm-hmm. That's all I want. I want to know what my Sunday's going to look like, if my Monday nights or my Thursday nights are going to look specific, a little bit different than they normally do, which is really just me watching football on most nights. But if I got to be at the game, or if I'm going to be more so working the game, or if I'm going to be in our Odysseys, whatever it is, I'd like to know it, man. So at some point, this damn schedule is going to come out, right?
Yeah, and just to update the loopholes, our listeners, I still think it's going to be Thursday, but it's starting to be a little bit vague there.
Yeah. And the whole reason why we point that out is because we were doing the show and talked a lot about this yesterday on this show and all of them across the station about, hey, it feels like it could be Thursday. It feels like it could be this week where we finally get that schedule. Mm-hmm. And Mike Florio puts it out there on Pro Football Talk that it might not be this week. It might be next week. Hey, Figgy, help me understand. When did the NFL schedule release become a Beyonce album? And they got to drop it as a surprise. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't really get it either, man. Just drop it.
Yeah, man. Like, they're doing, like, this Beyonce suspense thing. Like,
they probably giving teams times to do their old little, you know, Instagram video and all that stuff. So,
well, that's become a big part of it. But yeah,
that is true. I hate to admit that.
Yeah, I think they probably giving everybody time to finish up and all that stuff.
That's one of the things I look forward to the most. But I think the biggest reason is you have 32 stadiums that have a lot of events scheduled there. And the reason it's vague is like, oh, wait a minute. We've got, you know, whomever, maybe Beyonce. We got Beyonce coming in that Saturday. Do you really want to do the Sunday with the turnover of the stadium and all that? Or maybe, you know, whatever it may be. We can't do a Monday night because blah, blah, blah. So I think the NFL would much rather have set a date and build it up and leak a couple of, or not leak, but allow a couple of networks to announce their, you know, here and there primetime games, because they like to build and build and build and get people thinking about all this. So that's why I think maybe it will be next week. Florio, kind of theorized that might be the case. I think we're going to find out today and tomorrow if it is this week, because they're going to have to leak some of these network games.
Yeah. Keep notifications set on networks, on like a NFL on CBS account or NFL on Fox account.
Yeah.
Maybe Amazon. I don't know if Prime Video has it like a NFL specific, like NFL on Amazon or NFL on Prime type of specific account.
Well, you'll find out.
But if they do, you know, check it out. Try to find it. And if, like you said, you'll find out one way or another. An offshoot of this whole schedule part is trying to identify the Texans primetime game.
Yeah.
And I think that there are five legit candidates for me, and or at least the ones that stood out most to me. I like some of the ones that you had too. Ours differ a little bit, and there is some crossover. What are you thinking as far as if you could pick the Texans primetime games? And I want the audience to participate in this, by the way. 713-572-4610. That's the text line. That's the number to call. But you can also do this on YouTube and Twitch, Sports Radio 610.
I've got four. I think five is definitely a possibility.
Yeah, however many you have and whichever they are. We welcome all input here.
Yeah, but I have four. But keep also in mind, I won't bury the lead here. I think the Texans are going to play in London against the Vikings at Tottenham Stadium on October 6th. I just think that. It's my prediction. It just makes sense to me.
That is an interesting one that I had not even considered, Lopez.
Yeah, I think it just makes sense.
Had not even thought about this.
J.J. McCarthy, C.J. Stroud.
I got to let my wheels turn on this a little
bit. Yeah, and then I also think they're going to have more 3 p.m. games. They're going to have more nationally televised noon games like they had at the end of the year. What was it, Denver, one of those games? I don't remember which one it was.
They did move one.
They moved ones where they had the biggest audience. So they're going to have more of those. They're going to be very well popularized, broadcast across the country. So the four national television games that are primetime, I should say, I think the season opener is going to be at Kansas City. And it just makes a lot of sense to me. It just makes way too much sense. You brought up the point of, obviously Joe Burrow's throwing now. Maybe that's a possibility. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there's going to be a Thursday night alternate uniform game. And this is my heart as much as anything. Thursday night alternate uniform game against the Titans. And maybe you can stick that Columbia blue where the sun don't shine. You know, Amy Adams strunk.
Yeah, I want to see a halftime.
Yeah.
Celebrity death match or some type of matchup between Hannah and
Amy.
Maybe
and
need
Amy
to get Adams. Our PA person to be like, Tennessee sucks. Tennessee sucks.
Yes.
Because like, they're doing that there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
To bring all of these ideas together, what if we made like, to Figgy's point here, do that game, the game that they do here, just do like a Titans/Oilers roast throughout the game.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just be roasting the Oilers.
Oh, yeah.
For losing. And maybe there would be some hurt, some crossover, like hurt behind them losing to Buffalo in 93. You know, all of that. But, like, really stick it to them. Find the best jokes that you can find about that franchise.
That could be part of the video.
They should be like, love ya, Hugh. Love ya, Hugh. H-O-U.
I'm telling you. Spend the whole 60 minutes or whatever it is just...
They should honor Dan Pastorini, too.
Oh, remember? They showed him on the big board here?
Yeah, bring him down to the field.
They should do that as part of the Texans video. Like, have someone who can really turn the knife in the opponent, like, announce in October or whatever, have like, Earl Campbell say, in Houston, Texans versus Titans.
And see, this is how I know I wouldn't be a good roaster, because I'm trying to think if my Warren Moon jokes are politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to tell them here, but if I was doing the roasting,
yeah,
you better believe.
Stick it where the moon don't shine.
For real.
Texans-Cowboys Thanksgiving Day. Come on. Obvious. Got to happen. CJ Micah, Cowboys, state championship.
Let me ask you this. Is that not the biggest scheduling layup that the NFL could ever have?
Absolutely.
I don't know what the rest of
money
the
shot.
Thanksgiving. It's a money shot.
We used to call them bunnies. It's yes. a bunny.
It's a bunny.
They don't say bunnies no more?
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah, sure.
In basketball?
Yeah, they still say that. But it's just that now that it has cross references, it means more than one thing now. But yes, they still say it in basketball.
Yeah.
That is got to be. I don't know what the rest of the Thanksgiving slate's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are plenty of games that you could go through and fit for that to make sense.
Yeah.
But Cowboys, Texans, however you want to phrase it. Yeah. Well, it would be Texans Cowboys because it's at Dallas.
At Dallas, yeah.
So yeah, Texans Cowboys is an obvious layup.
And then I got one more here, but just a little note here. We got a little bit of breaking news in the division that we're going to get to here in a moment that I think is pretty dang interesting.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
My other one is Monday Night Football in December. Very key. Texans versus Lions. And you can just hear that national announcer hit, no matter who it is. We'll see who it is. This could be a Super Bowl preview. Texans, Lions, that's a little bit with my heart as well.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I like those. The only ones that I would add, of course, the Chiefs to start the season, and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, two ones that make obvious sense. I would add some interesting ones as the Buffalo Bills as a primetime game. I think that one makes
that makes sense
to me. To me, makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, think about it. The Stephon Diggs thing, the Buffalo kind of being on the downside. I think that matters a lot. So that would be one for me. I think the Colts though is one because of the Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud. Could this be the next up in division sort of matchup, right? Like, yeah. to me that one makes sense. Like, that's just an obvious one.
I think that is a possibility that could be the season opener, man, because mm-hmm. that's how the season ended.
That's a great point.
Yeah,
so I could see that. And then they love division games as season openers or primetime games, so yeah. I could see that.
And another one that just feels like a layup to me is the Bears. Like, Caleb Williams, the one that's up next, trying to accomplish what C.J. Stroud accomplished last year as a rookie quarterback. But to me, being in an objectively better situation than C.J. Stroud was, C.J. Stroud, I think it was overstated how bad the situation was because we truly did not know. The accurate thing was to say, we don't know what this is going to look like with D'Amico Ryans as the first-year head coach, Bobby Slowick as the first-year offensive coordinator, and C.J. Stroud as a rookie quarterback. We don't know what it's going to look like. But this, I feel like we know a little bit better. It's a team that won 7 games last year and added a lot of talent, including Caleb Williams. So Texans, Bears, those are the ones for me. All right, we got a little AFC South news.
Two little things.
Okay, so it was one coming into the segment. It sounds like we got a little bit
more. One's AFC South. One is schedule-related.
We've been waiting on that.
Well, I think this kind of answers the question. The Pittsburgh Steelers just posted that they are hosting a schedule release contest, I guess, where fans can start making predictions, that ends on Tuesday, May 14th.
Oh.
So the Steelers are posted that they're hosting a schedule release contest that says that ends on May 14th.
So if the contest doesn't end until a week, May 14th is a week from today.
That's Tuesday, yeah.
So that, to me, feels like it takes out
next week.
The rest of this week.
Dang, yeah, I'm kind of upset about that.
That was the energy I came in here with, Lopez. It's like, so wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're telling me that we're not getting – here's my thing. I was looking forward to being on the air with it. In case y'all didn't know, I'm in for Landry for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
All right? So this is what it's going to sound like. Get used to it. All right? This is what it's going to sound like for the
sounds
rest of
great.
The week. Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. I'm a little biased, but I think so. By Thursday, I wanted us to have some info on this, and I wanted to be breaking down this damn schedule.
Yeah.
That is what I was hoping, not just from a, hey, this is what our, you know, content, for, but I just wanted, I'm at that stage where, to me, the next big thing is the schedule.
I'm looking at Steelers.com now. It is true. Pittsburgh Steelers regular season schedule release contest. Contest begins May 7th. That's today. And ends on May 14th. So we can pretty much assume, unless the Pittsburgh Steelers are wrong, that the Houston Texans, well, the NFL, but the Houston Texans schedule will not be released this week. It will be released next week. Now,
where's the Texans schedule contest at? What do they got going?
We should.
I wonder what they're going to do with the thing.
The Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they
how they going to release the schedule.
That's a whole thing.
Because last year I thought it was okay, but I felt like it was really no direction.
As much as I hate to admit it, the Titans were the best last year when they were asking people on the street to show them the logo. And say, you know, they had all these funny names and stuff.
Yeah.
But we got to beat that.
So I went over to HoustonTexans.com just to check and see if they got a contest.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. But John Harris has some pretty interesting schedule predictions. I don't make of it what you will. John Harris works in the building. He does not purport to, like, have the inside information or be using the inside information at the very least. But these are his predictions at the very least. I feel like I'm a little bit disappointed with his week one matchup, even though it is a nationally televised game. Can I tell you what
some
it is?
Some jackass in the media said.
Yeah. Well, John, I'll tell you what. The Jets on Monday Night Football.
On the opener?
Yeah, man, to open the season. Week one. Mm-hmm. So obviously that's not, you know, the Thursday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs. But week one, Texans, New York Jets, Monday Night Football. Are you feeling this?
And
or
that's
you
in New York.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not really feeling that matchup.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not even feeling the Jets as
me neither.
As a prime time
matchup.
Yeah,
be a 3 p.m. or that might be one of those. All right, here's the other big news.
Yep.
And I think it's pretty damn interesting, man. Tyler Boyd. He's been mentioned around with the Texans.
Oh yeah, we talked about him all offseason.
He's been on the street. A little bit, has signed a contract, 1 year, $4.5 million. That is bargain basement.
You feel like this is one they got away or what?
With the Tennessee Titans.
The what?
The Tennessee Titans.
In the division?
In the division. So the Titans, arguably, I would say, first of all, they're doing everything they can for Will Levis. And Brian Callahan is an offensive mastermind.
You want to talk about a dude with no excuses.
Yes.
Like the Will Levis.
Yes.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
Brian Callahan, these weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a dude that's been set up, at least been in a position where they're showing a certain level of faith in him.
We're going to get you surrounded with talent.
And putting him in a position to succeed.
So now, arguably, as I said, you could argue that the Titans have the best wide receiver core in the AFC South. I would argue the Texans. But DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, Treylon Burks, and now Tyler Boyd. Pretty stout.
Does it scare you?
Yeah. The Titans don't scare me in general.
But their receiving core does.
Yeah, but that's dangerous.
I ain't going to lie. I'm a little nervous about the Titans, man.
Yeah.
I know we kind of overlooked the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Hey, not.
I don't think so, man.
Hey, I don't speak French. Not we. Y'all. I speak Southern. Y'all, maybe. I've been coming in here and telling, like, I was the one. I feel like this is not the, but I do feel like a couple of weeks ago I was like, "Hey man, the AFC South, watch out."
Yeah,
like when we talk about the best divisions in football, I don't think the AFC South is the best division in football, but it is way closer. The AFC South is way closer to being the best division in football than it is to being the worst division in football, as it has been in years past.
Absolutely.
Way closer to the top than it is to the bottom.
It is. So this is what they've done. Brian Callahan, an offensive-minded head coach, now has Hopkins, Ridley, Burks, and Tyler Boyd. Tony Pollard has been brought in at running back. They drafted a left tackle in the first round. Latham, the guy that almost broke Roger Goodell.
Yeah, that's right.
They're saying, all right, this is our guy.
And the offensive line was their weakness last year. Yeah. I mean, that was the worst, one of the worst offensive lines in football, and the weakness of their team.
Yeah,
man. I don't think that you should be sleeping on the Titans. I'm not afraid of them. I will say, though, as far as matchups go,
mm-hmm.
I'll take that Titans receiving core over this Texans secondary.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's a lot.
I want Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter to be causing hell on this rookie, Latham.
Yeah.
And whatever kind of offensive line they put out there. But that receiving core versus Derek Stingley and dudes.
Yeah.
Which, no disrespect, but that's what it feels like it is right
Derek
now, right?
Derek Stingley and absolute questions.
Questions.
Yeah.
Questions is a better way to put it.
Yeah, absolute questions.
100% a better way to put it. I think that the Titans are slowly but surely showing you that they're serious. They're not trying to be the
AFC. They can at least get to six or seven wins. That's scary to me.
There are no layups in the AFC South.
No.
That's the way I feel about it. All right, coming up next. Lunchtime confessions. We will confess our sins on In the Loop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.